What's up, weebs? Welcome back to another episode of Weebcast, the number one anime and manga show on the internet. And I have an episode that is special for you today, not only because we're going to be talking about Naruto, and not only because I have a awesome guest with my friend Bill, but it's going to be a little bit different. We're going to be talking about a lot of different things, a lot of specific things, a lot of broad things, a little bit of a character review, character study, character tweak, all in then. We'll get to it in a second because I want to tell you about my sponsor for this episode, and that is The Skin Store. The Skin Store, for over 20 years, has been the number one destination for premium skincare, hair care, beauty products, with over 8,000 different products from 300 different brands. The Skin Store has you covered for your hair, cosmetics, supplements, and of course, skincare needs. So find your favorite brands like Elta MD, New Face, Olaplex, and more, and all in one place with gifts with almost every single purchase. So right now, The Skin Store is offering our listeners 20% off your next purchase by using the code POD. That's code POD for 20% off your next purchase at skinstore.com/pod.list. Skin Store, have the confidence to tackle the day ahead. Exclusions may apply. Mine are going to be on the way pretty soon, hopefully. I got to have my skin buttery soft. The sun is out. The gun's got to be out. And my face has to be looking pretty good as well. So make sure you guys hit up on this offer. Get your 20% off your next purchase. We may be weebs, but we still got to look good as well. So get ready for the classic Heyo on the other side. I hope you guys enjoy this episode. It's like I like how when it comes down to it, when we have Bill fixing Naruto, the franchise, a lot of it comes down to, look, about this character called Sakura, right? The elephant in the room is, look, as the major, she's the major female character in the entire show, or supposed to be. You know, she's not the favorite, but she's supposed to be the main female character in the show, and they really gave her peanuts to do with. They tried making her the next Tsunade, which it seemed like, you know, that's, she's going to follow in the footsteps of that. But, and the thing is, she's probably stronger now than Tsunade. And then people still, we just can't get behind, or we just don't care about her.
Because the thing is, too, she's kind of like one of the strongest, if not the strongest, members of the whole Leaf now. But she gets so overshadowed by how freaking OP Naruto and Sasuke are.
I was going to say, it's not totally her fault. You know, trust me, guys, I'm not blaming. I'm sure Bill isn't either. We're not blaming her. It's just
the writing.
It's just the writing. And look, like I said, bring it back to basketball. Look, I think LeBron's really good. Even aging, LeBron can still, or I call him the GM. This man knows how to put a team together. He's good as hell. Look, Kawhi, dope as hell. A two-way stopper. He's a beast. But as good as those guys, and people like to prop up AD. I think Anthony Davis, he's all right. I just don't think he's good as everyone else is. That's kind of like Sakura. Sakura's beast. She's a beast. AD is a beast. But there's just people way above, tiers above
him. Oh, big fan.
Tiers above, so.
But it's also, too, like, not even just her. Like everyone else doesn't get development, too.
Yeah, and the thing is, and I think that's the other side of things. Because a lot of people will stick up for Sakura, saying, well, you know, Sakura doesn't get the credit she deserves. Why does people hate her so much? I'm like, you know what? Compared to some other characters in the show, she actually gets a lot more than you know. Like, there's a lot of other characters that get destroyed by some.
Yeah, you got like Rock Lee, who goes from that Gaara fight to nothing. You got Neji, who goes from the Naruto fight to getting a stake in the back. You got what's his name? The guy with the pet dog, Kiba. Nothing there.
Oh my god, Kiba did nothing. Literally, his best fight was the Naruto fight. Well, I did like the
his fight with the Sound.
That was a good one.
Ukon and Sakon, the two. That was actually a good fight.
I thought he was a dope character at that point too. But then, my friend's like, yeah, he doesn't. Nothing really comes after that.
Doesn't get anything to do. I mean, obviously helps in the war. Yeah, I was gonna say literally. It's literally the Naruto Sasuke show. And with Kakashi.
Kakashi, he does get good screen time. He gets a lot of development.
Yeah, I was going to say, he gets a whole bunch. It's like his story, it's kind of like, because, you know, he has things to rectify himself. You know, he has to get over him killing Ren. He thinks that his friend, this one of his close, a friend that he never thought would become a friend, is dead. And he has things to work through as well, you know. His story kind of completes or kind of reaches its climax within Naruto's story. So Naruto can grow and kind of reach his, well, I thought he was going to reach his kind of the end of his character in Boruto. For those who read the manga, I thought he was going to die in the latest chapter, but not Kurama.
Rest in peace. Kind
of bit the bullet on that. So rest in peace, Kurama. You've been a real one. I think I'm going to miss you. Like, I don't know how the story's going to move forward now, but I'm not even going to worry about it. But
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know the manga, so I'm not too caught up. But I hope he comes back, because he's one of my top five favorites, too.
Yeah, it's odd to see. Like, the manga doesn't touch on about the Tailed Beast much at all. Literally, the only Tailed Beast that ever gets referenced is Kurama. And I think they talk about Killer Beast.
That's another thing, too. Sorry to interrupt, but the Jinchuriki, the rest of them, they could have been a part of the story.
I wanted them to be more involved. Like, I know they were trying to give them that time to shine in the war when, like, Naruto was kind of like peacemaking with all eight or something.
Why are they here?
Oh, but the characters. Oh, yeah. The Tailed Beasts were more important than the characters. Like, no one cared. Like, I like to say I know my stuff, and it would probably take me a bit to make sure, like, oh, to match the name and face to their Tailed Beast. I'd be like, okay. Like no one cares about these characters. Like, I know that sounds mean, but, like, no one cares about the hosts at all. The only one, maybe, like I said, was Killer Bee. Because Killer Bee is kind of cool. He's a rapping, fighting. Man had the great... He had one of the good fights in Shippuden, too, against Sasuke. Let's not forget about that. He was putting Sasuke through the spin cycle.
Yeah.
And then Gaara, obviously. But then Gaara eventually loses his beast anyway, so... But he's still... Gaara is still an amazing character as well. Who, like you said, he goes through amazing character development. You know, another character that goes through a lot of character
development. Yeah, he does. Most of it is Naruto, but in Shippuden, he does get some respect.
Yeah, he does. He gets a lot of respect. I mean... He becomes a Hokage, at the beginning of Shippuden. Like, we see him within, like, 2 years. Like, because Naruto only left for, like, 2 years. He comes back, and Gaara's like, hey, you're the Kazekage? How? Weren't you, like, public enemy number one? Not, like,
he's like, now I can rule with an iron fist. Get my revenge. Nah, he doesn't do that, but...
You know what? I can't... Yeah, but don't tell him, look, we weren't kind of thinking about it a little bit, like, right? Like, I know he kind of had, like, he turned good by the end of Naruto, kind of, just because literally Naruto had to slap some sense into him.
And talk no jutsu.
Headbutt some sense into him. And talk, obviously, it's out of the greatest anime techniques, you got Rasengan, you got the Kamehameha, and then you got the talk no jutsu, which is probably the most potent.
It needs to be nerfed of all anime
techniques. Maybe a little bit. I think it has, because obviously he lost Kurama, so obviously that talk no jutsu ain't.
And let's play the long game. We don't know how it fully ends yet. I mean, Obito, couldn't work. It didn't work on him until the fairy end.
So I was gonna say maybe some people got some resistance to it, but at the end of the day, this man could sell you a car, sell you insurance, sell you a brand new phone, convince you to divorce your wife, all in the same, all in one episode with Talk No Jutsu. That's how powerful it is.
But that reminded me too with the so when I said take out the war arc, I wish they like moved more of that like have the what are they called? The Akatsuki last longer. Maybe like have them be a bigger threat and have to slowly fight them up until the end. Because like that Gaara, you saying Gaara remind me of the Deidara fight. That was a great fight.
That was, that was another good fight.
Back then, I'm like, how the fuck is Gaara gonna lose? He's OP. Yeah, he's Akatsuki. Deidara is Akatsuki. So what? But it makes you realize, holy shit, they're able to take out Gaara.
Yeah. So I was gonna say that fight was also very nice to see how Gaara developed and trained over the, you know, since we last seen him. And at the same time, it didn't make him look weak. But it also propped up like, oh, the Akatsuki, they kind of mean some business. If they can fight a Kazekage, that means they could probably do some damage. We might have to be worried about this. So that fight did a lot of good things.
That was
as well.
A gas one. And that's why one of the biggest fights I hate is the Deidara versus Sasuke one. Just because Deidara deserved to win that, and he kind of does, but I feel like it's such plot armor.
He should have won. Like I didn't say Sasuke had to die, but I mean he could have. He almost did, but you know, he should have. But Sasuke like played his ass, bro, like so much for no reason. Like Deidara didn't deserve all that. Like, do I think Deidara should have maybe been alive? I mean, it's whatever. They were gonna find some way to kill him anyway, right?
The fight is still cool. I just don't like
the fight was still
like cool. What I don't like is remember he has the giant statue thing blow up, and then Sasuke like the C4 is it where it goes in your bloodstream and blows you up from the inside. Sasuke
that's kind of weak. That's a little weak.
Yeah, like Sasuke could see all that with the Sharingan and then somehow dodge it. Like, I don't know. I feel like that was my Sharingan can see through. The Sharingan sees through everything, yo.
And at that point, where it sounds like, so what is the weak? Is there any weakness to the Sharingan at this point? Like, and then we see Madara, who's I was like, oh, that's right. It has no weakness. Or Obito, like. His Sharingan, I mean, the Makino Sharingan for Obito with the Kamui, where just like the void where you just get sucked up.
One sucks things up, but then I guess it sucks yourself up too. And the other eye makes things go through.
That was kind of weird as well.
But, which is OP as hell too, but.
Which is crazy how that's a possible. Like, that Sharingan has more than like, you know, like every Sharingan has like their special technique, right? Two of them, and both of them were kind of
not only
OP.
Do you get one OP power, but like Itachi had two different Sharingan powers too.
Yes, that's
he had
right.
that
yeah,
like
Itachi
super
was, yeah, he
suku,
was
like
one.
That super Tsukuyomi type thing that he put Kakashi in, and then he had the fire too.
Yeah.
And why can't you have these ninjas be super strong, learn their jutsus, but then have those be jutsus? Like, why doesn't Itachi have some fire one that like can't be stopped, or Obito have this jutsu which makes things go through him, you know what I'm saying?
That is true, because it makes them like so reliant on their Sharingan, and then when their Sharingan is shot for like a little bit, like, oh, I can't use it right now, you know, their eyes are bleeding, like, yeah. I don't know, maybe you could, you know, throw some hands, right? You got techniques.
And hey, if you needed some excuse for them not to use their power, just say, oh, I'm low on chakra, so now I can't do this. That's a great excuse.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I don't understand why they didn't do that with the Madara, which is why that arc dragged on for so damn long. Yes, I know Madara was, I know he's great. I know he's a great ninja. I know he's powerful. He was about as powerful as the first Hokage. But, jeez, they could have found a better way to end his involvement and make it seem like he was still a great, powerful figure. This man could not be. He still didn't take an L. Like, at least none of the ninjas fighting him took an L. He only died because Kagura, like, you know, it's like, all right, let's shut that shit down. It's my time to be the villain for the rest of this
arc.
Yeah,
that was a whole.
No, I mean, Kagura was a whole.
That wouldn't even
include
a whole
can of worms. But like, yeah, no one takes down Madara. Like, no one has the satisfaction of saying, oh,
yeah, I heard him. Kishimoto, you know that's the writer, right? Yeah, I heard he couldn't think of a way. Oh, wait, quick side note, too. I think it's OP as hell that when you're reincarnated or you're brought back to life, but you're still dead, you have unlimited chakra, but...
I'm glad I forgot about that. Because the reanimation, you just have unlimited chakra. So you're like, basically, whoever...
Bring Deidara back and have him just spam that heart thing where it becomes that giant explosion. Fucking just, right? Have him just walk around. What are they going to do? Try to stop him? He just goes, boom, comes back, boom. Freaking gonna global warm that whole planet by next day.
I love how by the end of this, we're just going to be like, you know what, Deidara? He's just like, by the end of the day, by the end of the episode, we're just like, you know, he's my favorite character now. To be out of the Akatsuki,
he was dope.
I was a pretty big fan of Sasori, just because the puppet thing, I always thought that was actually pretty cool.
And it sucks he dies off early, but that's what they did good, because even though I wanted to see more of him dying off when he did was great for the story.
Was the first, was
except
he the first
for the other like, filler arc guy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're right. I was going to say, yeah. But yeah, Sasori had a good, not only did he have a good fight, his story was kind of cool with his parents and the connection to the Granny Chiyo.
That was all a great arc, yeah.
So, yeah, and didn't you say that? I was going to say, I like how he brought up two characters in that fight and didn't even bring up Sakura, which is crazy because she was a big part of that. Yeah, she does great.
She does. And she does,
I think it might be the best Sakura moment. Like,
she uses her medical ninjutsu. She figured out the cure for the poison and she fought well.
Yeah, throw that in there too. Because she can't Kankuro. The public guy was like, damn, she's really skilled at this. Like, damn. So, like, and you know what?
Might have been Pete Kankuro, he loses to Sasura. The other puppet guy, right? Kankuro? I need to ask because I'm bad with the names.
Yeah, he loses.
So it's like, oh, Sasori looks tough. And then he has that whole OP, like, which is a fair OP. It's not like crazy Dragon Ball OP, but him using those 100 puppets, that's a good OP. These guys are tough. And then at the very end, Granny Chiyo, she goes, he let me kill him, like, which then adds to the character. It really makes you see, like, how tough these Akatsukis are, that even when he died, she's like, he let me stab him, kind of. Like, he could have avoided that attack.
And I think Naruto was severely underrated in the fact that their antagonists were pretty solid characters. Like, they weren't paper villains, you know, just there to be there and there to be beaten for the hero characters to get their own development. Almost every antagonist in the show, I cared about why they were doing things. Like the Hidan fight with Shikamaru and Asuma and their team. That fight was kind of raw. When you think about it, did the Akatsuki fights ever have...
Like, you're saying the character development thing, but like the Akatsuki was all developed well, so I completely blanked that out.
Like Hidan was cool. The money, the greedy dude. Blanking on me for right now. Like that Kakashi fight with him—that was kind of wild.
The guy who wrote the story too—he wanted to kill those two off, Hidan and the money guy, because he wasn't like a big fan of them, or he didn't think people would like them. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, even with the attention they got, they did a good job. They were good characters.
And then I know I'm missing one more. So Hidan.
The Kakuzan, shark guy.
That might have been the Sasori Daidara. Oh yeah, he got his like big moment real late, which was interesting. Because he was like no-tailed beast, right, or something like that.
He beats a killer bee, he's always there, but he always plays his role, and he lasted for a while.
Yeah, he was the last one. Well, yeah, I guess does Zetsu count? Because Zetsu didn't die. White Zetsu.
What happened to him?
Didn't die, I believe. Yeah, I don't know what happens to him either, because he just kind of disappears. Because he was the one helping and trying to...
I completely forgot. Is he still, like, alive somewhere, like, plotting?
I don't know. I kind of want to go back and see, like, what happens.
No way, there were a bunch of him, so, I mean, there's probably at least one or two.
Yeah, there's... No...
Wait, I think... That
has to be, like a little...
I think I saw... No, I saw a Boruto episode a while back. Maybe it was a filler, but they go in a cave, and there's, like, a white Setsu they have to fight. So I think they're still around.
Really? Oh, okay. Okay, so he's still... Okay, then he must be a thing, then. Because I don't remember him dying at all.
That's it, yeah.
I remember Kisame. Yeah, the shark. I know he dies. I was like, he's the last one that dies. And I'm like, oh, no, White Zetsu. He's creep, somewhere doing something. I don't know what, but yeah, he's definitely creeping. And I thought Orochimaru, that was a
Orochimaru is still alive and he's not. Chilling with freaking, he's a war criminal, but who dissected hundreds of people, but
yeah, okay. Yeah, he's like a war criminal and he's done all these terrible things and then like he's just allowed to just do his thing. Like there aren't people like they're not trying to arrest him or kill him. They're like, yeah, he's just because he created a okay. Like, so you don't really know, you said you don't know too much about Boruto.
No, I know that. Yeah,
he made his own son. Like, he made it okay. He made a child who's crazy, who knows. And for people who don't know this, people who don't watch Boruto, the kid knows Sage Mode for some reason. Well, not some reason. They tried him. It was a decent reason for it. But he's like 12, and he's like, yeah, I can go Sage Mode. And it's like the Snake Sage Mode. So it's like the cool, kind of the cool one that Kabuto had, but yeah, probably stronger.
And he was a good character. But like, watching Boruto, for the audience too, I already told you this, but I had to like force myself to watch it because I'm such a Naruto Shippuden fan. I'm fucking like making myself go through it. I'm like, all right, he's one of the few good characters. Like when he's on, I'm like, yes. And then the rest of the other 19 minutes of the show is going on.
Yeah, it's a struggle. I don't know how people watch it now. It does have its fans, surprisingly enough. Like, there's a lot of people who really mess with Boruto in the anime. I
guess so. People are fans of like the Flat Earth too, though. So
that is true. So take that as you will, people. Listen, like, take that as you will. I did want to bring up one point, and I think we kind of talked about it. We talked around it a lot. That I think Naruto does have a decent ability of world building. With the several nations, the characters, the power system with the chakra. I know One Piece gets a lot of the praise for its world building, but I think Naruto does put in a good amount of detail in the Naruto universe with the countries, the villages.
It does. But that's like another big problem I have with the show too. Because if you take out the whole war arc, like a third or a half of Shippuden. Mm-hmm. And, like, you just, again, say, let the Akatsuki last longer, let the other worlds become bigger factions, like, go into these other sand village they did, but go into the other villages or have some other characters and other...
Okay.
My Hero Academia has too many characters, you could say, but Naruto could use some of that and have more characters elsewhere and, like, maybe take a break from Sasuke and Naruto to, like, see what's going on here with this character off in, say, the Fire Nation. I forget the other countries. that's a freaking avatar. But say the Fire Nation is gang invaded by Kakusu or something like that. Like, have, like, plots like that going on. Or have, like, the third-tailed beast, the Jinchuriki, have him have his own plot going on here, too. You know what I'm saying?
And I don't remember a lot of the Shippuden fillers. Like, I remember watching some stuff, and at one point I was like, I think I'm just gonna not deal with it. I think I remember them trying to do something like that with the tailed beast hosts, like Naruto, and because Naruto, at least he Naruto met a few of, like, one or two of them and got kind of like the bubble one, Ukitake, I think that might be his name. I think he was the Six Tails. Whatever. Like I said, his character does not mean much to the story, so don't worry about it anyway. But like, I feel like they tried, but most of it was either filler or barely scratching the surface. And I think I like your idea a lot of having them play a bigger role in the stories and going to their villages. Why did we not see more of the other villages? It makes no sense. Like, they played so much, they made it seem so important. Yet we see what? We see the sand village. We see the village hidden in the leaf a lot. We see a little bit of hidden in the cloud. We see a little bit of hidden in the rain. That's just because that's where the Akatsuki were posted up. And then the rest is just like,
yeah, so there's them. Exist, anyway, you know? Moving on.
They're there. Moving around a little. And And, like, we even see more of the village in the rice paddies. I remember, look, yeah. I have a little story time. There's this filler, I think it's in part one, where they go to the land of the rice. I think it's called the rice paddies or whatever. And it's Naruto, Neji, Shikamaru, and some other, I think. And it's like it's one episode, and they're just fine. And they fight some rogue ninjas or something weak. But, like, I've seen more of that village, or I know more about that village hidden in the rice than I know about the
hidden in the rain. Oh, the hidden in the rain, okay? Would be great to develop.
Like, I was going to say, it's literally where Nagato and Conan and Yakiko kind of grew up. So we know, that's what we really know about it. That's where they grew up, that's where they were orphaned, but would be nice to see like why that village turned into why it looks like that, because it looks drastically different from all the other villages.
When Jiraiya's going around, he tries to get info, but if they had like the Akatsuki last longer and that pain fight towards the end, maybe like right before Madara, you could have had some arc of like going in there and having some characters interacting in there. Maybe like character chases another character or something, where you get to see why that village is like that.
Because we know that it had, do we know that if it had Hokages at one point in time? Like, we don't even get any kind of confirmation on the history of its, of how that village even came to be. I mean, then again, we don't get that with any of the other villages other than the Konoha, other than the village hidden in the leaf, really. But it would have been nice to know,
big facts. I know
a little bit more.
All I remember is Pain kills that salamander guy, but I don't know if that's the same village.
I don't know if that was the same.
I don't know, maybe throw a sign there, but I can't ask for like them to do everything too much. Like, again.
Yeah, I was going to say, obviously, there's a lot of things they could have done. I think what we're kind of saying is that there were some points where they could have focused less on some things and more on other things, I think, which is fair. Which I think is fair to say for any show.
For like a basketball example, because you were using them before, maybe less pure LeBron James, Kyrie Irving Cavs, and more like Warriors got Livingston on the bench, and they got like Iguodala and like all this stuff.
that's actually perfect. Oh my, bro, that's absolutely perfect, because literally all it was just LeBron and
he's Sakura. Kyrie.
Love was there, but he was either injured. Yeah, pretty much. He was underused, and when he did get used, no one really cared, because you had the clutch guy in Kyrie, you had LeBron orchestrating everything.
Their whole bench was like a starting lineup in itself. They had a
bench. Yeah.
Same.
Exactly. I miss those days. Those days. But that's a good point. You really bring up a good point, where Naruto later on just felt like, I think we said before, it was just really just the Naruto and Sasuke show with a little bit of Kakashi and with a little bit of players. And they're going to save the day, which is fine, because I'm obviously the most
popular character. Just like reduce that a little bit, maybe like nerf them a fair, like a decent amount, so they're still strong as shit. But and then just develop everything else, like make it more about Naruto. I forgot what I heard this from, but when creating a TV show or even a movie, you can either focus on the protagonist and develop them with the story, or you can like world build and then have the protagonist be a part of it. The Naruto first, they should have like focused on the world.
Yeah, that's not one of the gripes I had on my list while coming into this episode, but that's one that's I don't think is talked a lot about, because they focus a lot on their characters, or at least the characters that people care. You know, they focus on their characters, but we don't really. They don't focus on the world that they live in so much. And it's a little disappointing, because
I heard people say too, like, what if instead of Boruto, we got like a pre-Naruto world, where like
that would be. I think I'd watch that. I know a lot of people don't like prequels too much, you know. But I think prequels are kind of interesting, and it helps set up thing. It's a good way, like you said, to world build. Imagine if we saw an anime and it was about, not about the, because we know the story of how the Hidden Elite Village kind of came to be. Imagine if we saw an anime how the other villages were also gaining power while the Conan, like, you know, one, like for a certain set of episodes, we're seeing how the village hidden in the sand is coming together. And then like for a few seconds, we shoot over to Hashirama and Tobirama while they're doing the things, like, okay, that's what they're doing. But right now, this is what the hidden in the sand is doing in answer to what.
Yeah. I haven't seen the show, so I could be completely off. But like Avatar, you watch some, you follow like the character, you follow the avatar, and that's the show. But then I heard Netflix has this other Avatar sort of knockoff. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I don't know. I've seen Legend of, and for people, I've seen the Legend
The Legend of Korra or something. But I've seen like Avatar.
Is that what it's called, right? Yeah. Yeah. I've seen like a few episodes of it. I've seen all of the original Avatar, but I haven't really finished Korra.
Okay, so I could be completely off, but my understanding is that's like a whole different story, a whole different character with a whole different story, and that could be like what you just said, like sort of like that.
Oh my god, yeah, they really could have done something like that, to be honest. Because like, I know it's popular in shonen and anime to like have the continuation be maybe the son or the daughter of the previous main character, which is fine. But imagine if we just got a new character. You know, like you said, like Korra, we just got a new ninja. And maybe maybe Naruto, while training, when he became Hokage or was doing missions before becoming the official Hokage, he saved a kid or saved some guy and brought him back to the village. And that becomes our new main character as he starts his journey into becoming a ninja, you know.
Maybe you could even go into the first or like second ninja war. I forgot how many there were before like Naruto, but I know there's like a big ninja war.
Yeah, so I think the final arc was the fourth one, right? That was the fourth. So that had to be. So there's three others, I guess, that we just have no.
All I know is Minato killed 1,000 people for one fight, and that's it.
Nah. Maybe, I don't know. That was in the second one, right? Was that the second one or something? Yeah, it's like, and if that was the second one, that means we know really nothing about the first, and we absolutely know nothing about the third. So, well, no, that's not true. I guess, actually, no, we definitely know nothing about the first one.
Yeah, that would be cool. The seven ninja swordsmen of the mist, something like that.
I love those characters. I wish those characters had a little more screen time. I know they do a little bit something with the Seven Swordsmen in the Mist and Boruto, but I think that's when I think it was around the time I dropped it. So, for people out there who know more,
I remember
about it,
I saw that. I mean, anime is different from manga, but yeah, in the anime they had like this group of bandits who wanted to be the new version of them, and they picked up. Yeah, and that's like, yeah, something like they pick it up.
Oh, that's what it is.
Sarada's kid is able to, like, beat one of them because then she gets the Sharingan. Which, I don't know, that's my idea. That's kind of what I remember.
And that's more than what I remember at the moment. Because that does not happen in the manga at all. Like, it's just, there is no Swordsman of the Mist at all. Sarada already just has her Sharingan. So it's just, they're just like skipping things, like, yeah, it's kind of cool, but you wouldn't want to hear about all that boring stuff. I do want to end it on this, because I know that people love Naruto, and it's obviously still a great show. It's undeniable to say that, and has its flaws, which I think we did a good job together of not talking about only the great things that make Naruto great, but we also went over a good deal about why it's flawed. But I do want to ask you, if, because I think this is one of the good things I think Naruto does as an anime. And it did have, like, you know, some life lessons. It was a long-running show. And I thought there was a list of heartfelt life lessons, you know, as characters grow up, move on, and encounter difficulty over difficulty. And I think it's one of the things that makes the show really special. And so I was just wanted to ask you, what was one thing that you learned from Naruto?
Or I'll say, well, first two, yeah, we did sort of, we didn't like completely bash Naruto, but we bashed it a bit. And it is still, I mean, it's my favorite, one of my favorite shows, because it does a lot of stuff right. It really does. And I know I saw a YouTube video with that sort of like reactions to that pain dialogue. Remember where he goes in that whole speech about the cycle of hatred? That's a great speech. It's like, wow.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, go, people should go on YouTube and just look at that again. If you, so if
that's
it's
a great
a while,
speech.
That was pretty powerful.
Maybe that could be a lesson, but that seems like such a go-to. I could say learn how to just apply Talk No Jutsu to everyday life. Enough. That could be a good lesson.
Just be really exactly. Slip with the be tongue, a con man. You know, talk your way out of stuff. You be a con man. This take Naruto's yeah. Just be like Naruto. Be upbeat. Be joyful, but also be slick. And get what you want from it.
But yeah, I guess the lesson would be like, sort of Naruto.
That's always a good lesson.
It sort of gets like, it gets redacted where how much the village was like against him and stuff. But sort of like try to overcome obstacles. Like if you see yourself as being a Hokage or something, just freaking go for it. Or like, so for me, like everyday life, I'd say my podcasting, like I just keep going at it, even if I don't think it's doing good. Even I'm like, what the fuck? People listen to this shit?
Yeah. Oh, trust me. I still ask that to a question. It's been officially
it's
a
over.
Year now. And
go,
I'm like, why
go,
are you
go
still
home.
Here? Why?
But yeah, literally,
go,
yeah,
go,
just
go
keep
home.
Going with it.
I like that. I like those lines. There's a lot of things you could probably take from the show and kind of apply it. And I'm glad you kind of tied it back with the podcast, which is very smart. Very smart on you. Which brings me to, you know, you. I think the people want to know after this really nice, engaging conversation, which I fucking loved. I enjoyed every minute of it. But I want you to tell the people what's your podcast about, because I'm interested in it as well.
Sounds good. And yeah, thanks for having me on too. I really enjoyed it. I'm not like, I don't put on a fake mask where I'm like, all right, now I love this part, this. Like, no, I really do enjoy talking about Naruto and shit.
Well, I could tell. You can always tell. Look, I've seen a lot of shows and I've talked to a lot of people about anime. You could tell when someone genuinely enjoys the work. For the good,
good
and the other,
and yeah,
and
like,
bad
at like at the very end.
That's
wait, it's
that's
over.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Peace,
you.
Man. Deuce. But yeah. So
right,
for the people listening, I'm the Way Podcast. If you're in Connecticut, I'm actually on the radios Wednesday at 5 o'clock, FM 91.7. Yeah, to a podcast theway.com for more.
Oh wow.
And that's more up to date. The radio is actually a week or two behind because I let some swears through the other day, which I'm not allowed to do. And I had a whole meeting with them. They're like, hey, do you know what you did? No. Here, let's play the clip. And it's my guess. He's like telling this story. He was like a That's producer hilarious. With like Eminem. And then he goes like, yeah, these fucking assholes. They're trying to tell like blah, blah, blah. Like, not like in a mean way, like I made a sound. But they're playing the clip and I'm like, oh shit, I can't deny that.
Yeah.
Right off the bat, like being like, oh, I got nothing. What
no
do I say? Crap. Oh, come on. In a minute span. Okay, now here's part two. And now here's part three. Oh shit. They really did.
It's like, yeah, man,
oh,
really
shit. But yeah, for people, podcasttheway.com. I sit down, I interview people. I talk, for example, episode 12, I had a guy calling from Death Row, which was interesting one. Ken Lewis, he's got 102 gold and platinum records. He was the producer one with the swear that slipped through. And then I talked to like people who make documentaries like MS-13, gangs, addictions. So it's a more serious one, but I do have fun topics too.
That's all. Okay, that's cool. I was just going to say on the type of topics. But so definitely, I was going to say, let me know because I want to have, well, actually, you know, guys, listen around. Just go into the show notes. You'll see all the links to for social media and for the show. We'll have that all provided for you guys so you guys can check out the podcast and the time for when you guys are on radio on as well. So thank you. Like I said, thank you, Bill, for coming on. I don't know why you would want to come on, but I'm really happy to have you on because, like we said off air, I haven't talked about Naruto in forever. And I've never done it on the podcast.
Sounds so great. Well, yeah, again, thanks for having me on the show. It's a real blast.
Opportunity. So, yeah, I was going to say, definitely, you're welcome to come back on the show if you wish, if you can tolerate.
Oh, no, 100% be down. Let me know. Talk about, My Hero Academia or even the good about Naruto.
I was just going to say that, too. Yeah, I was just going to say, we could even do a Naruto character study. Could talk about some My Hero, because people love My Hero right now. People are going crazy about it. So why not? You know, why not just take the clicks? Sorry, that's off air topic stuff. But thank you, Bill, for coming on, man. You guys have been listening to Weebcast, the number one anime and manga show. Actually, number two. I'm not that great anymore. But in all seriousness, thank you for listening to the show. I hope you guys have been enjoying my guest, Bill, today and talking about some Naruto Shippuden, and a little bit of Boruto, and some other interesting basketball talk, which kind of snuck its way into the show. So I know that'll make maybe three of you guys happy or something, but... if you enjoy the show, make sure you keep listening. Make sure you share these episodes with your friends and family. If they're weebs, you know, who's kidding? I might have a dad that's a weeb. I have a sister that's a weeb as well. And also make sure that you also look at the show notes because you'll not only see Bill's show, but you'll see some links to my social media, like Twitter on Base Senpai and Weebcast TV on Instagram. And you can check out Patreon as well if you wish to support the show and get episodes early and make me a little happy and make the show improve and help the show improve just a little bit. That'd be greatly appreciated. But thank you for allowing Bill and I's voices into your ears, into your homes. This has been Weebcast, the anime and manga show, Naruto edition, ninja edition, and we outie 3000.